KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot it.
The emergency brick of the week.
Oh no. So, I guess
well,
I'd like...
Call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the...
No. Good Lord.
The most confused human being. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, let's find out. Just Brakes brings you the e-brake, and you can vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Ticket Ticker Room, one Ty Walker. Now, some may claim we laid out on Ty. We just didn't really know where he was going when he made this comment about Mark Cuban.
I think that audio was doctored.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Awesome. I remember I was in the room when that occurred, and there was a lot of laughter.
Yeah,
they just had the crowd.
The mics just couldn't pick it up.
You know, they still play that. They play part of that at the Mavs games, where if somebody misses a free throw, they'll play the "Oh, too bad." Not worth a layout.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Yeah.
You still going?
No, I'm done.
Ty?
No, I'm done.
Sorry. I still don't know where Ty was going with that. Do you?
No.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what we were supposed to do.
Strange.
He says it's irrelevant.
Wow. Don't do that to Ty. All right, so there's Ty Walker Chicken up for an e-break. Up next, someone who seems to be nominated every week. No, not me. Gordo, who has been on this weird kick every guest we've had on since, I guess, about Wednesday. Gordo has tried to throw the Don Cornelius suicide monkey wrench into the conversation.
So now, what is the Don Cornelius suicide monkey wrench?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I just started listening for Super Bowl coverage.
Well, we can have on a guest, and before we say anything to him, you somehow bring up Don Cornelius and a suicide.
Well, it's kind of a big news story, don't you think?
Yeah, but if we're talking football with someone, I don't know if it's really relevant, and you're not doing it to be relevant. You're doing it to be ironically stupid. I don't know why you're doing it.
Well, I think that these people are more well-rounded than just talking about football.
Well, we'd already covered it once with Amani Toomer, and you, for some reason, brought it up again when we were saying goodbye to him the other day, the former Giants receiver.
Hey, Amani Toomer, congratulations on running the New York City Marathon. And if you'd like more information on that Timex GPS watch, you can go to Timex.com. or Facebook.com/TimexSports. Thanks for the visit today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate talking to some of the Dallas Cowboy NFL fans.
You know who would be loving to wear one of these Timex watches is Don Cornelius.
Yeah.
Wish he was still alive to be here.
It's not going to happen, Gordon.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah. That's what we call him.
That's what we call him.
Terrible.
That's fun right now, though.
We were having a great little segment.
Well, you know, it's Don. Don would have loved to have heard this interview. And
oh, my goodness.
Stop it.
What? Wow.
We did have a good chat with him, and then you want to do this. Why do you want to do that?
Now he's going to leave feeling bad about his visit.
I just want Amani to always remember what show he was on when he heard that Don Cornelius passed away.
And that's another thing he did, too. As he was actually laughing at something. You have to put in the sarcastic, we're having fun here, aren't we? Why do you always do that?
It's not sarcastic.
It is.
We are having fun, and I like to acknowledge that. It's important to acknowledge good things in life.
You know, I thought the biggest e-break that he threw into that whole Toomer Cornelius thing was in the beginning when I think George delivered the news that Don Cornelius was dead, and Amani Toomer was taken aback by it, and then while Toomer doesn't know what to say, Gordo says, yeah, he put a bullet in his head.
And
the reaction from Amani Toomer was like, well, what?
Yeah, I think that may have been a bigger e-break. I thought that the girl, is she making this? Chrissy Teigen? I thought hers were even more awkward because she would be laughing, and he would get introduced while she was laughing.
All right, we'll just put in your whole line of Don Cornelius humor? Is that what you're billing it as?
No, it's me breaking a news story.
Oh, okay. Well, Gordo's up for yet another e-break. And apparently so am I when I was trying to say the phrase, you guys, the other day. You guys is the phrase I was looking for. But your decision to do a bit instead of just telling us, hey, I got some breaking news here. You guys. Whoa. That you guys might want to hear. That you guys might want to hear.
Whoa. Hey,
even when there's been a group of homosexuals, has anyone addressed them as you gays?
Hey, you gays want to go get some meat?
You know what I meant. You can't talk.
No, I think it was a Freudian slip. I bet you think I'm gay, don't you?
And we got that drop now to operate with. So that's awesome.
Well, you cut off the next line when I offered to be gay for you.
Oh, man, we should have left that in there.
Well, I'm saying made the show. It's a touching testament to our friendship.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Ty Walker Chicken, The Great Gordo, or Joyce Durham. 888-787-1310. Let's try this. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Gordon, I saw you on the webcam. Don't you know it's not polite to smoke a cigar that's bigger than your Johnson?
Yeah. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who wins?
Hi. Did you guys hear about the gay caveman?
Mm-hmm. You don't hear about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to vote for...
All right. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Good morning. I'm going to have to vote for you, Giorgio, but I still love you madly.
Full investigation is being launched, ma'am.
Hot dog.
You're on notice.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, Debbie Downer finding yet another way to leave a bad taste in someone's mouth.
All right.
That's the Great Gordo vote there. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I'm going to vote for... who's up again?
Oh, God. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310,
George.
The Ticket. Yeah. I guess it's just a George vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello? Hey, guys, I'd like to submit a responsible vote this morning.
Okay.
I'd like to vote for Keelahana 67 and Cannonball Dunham's Diarrhea Underwear Pants.
Not candidates.
Tasteful vote.
I guess that's a vote for me. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, how you guys doing? I got to vote for Giorgio.
Okay. Well, I win.
Wow, that was fast.
It's been a while since I've won. How many wins is that for me, Fernando?
Well, Ja, you are the all-time leader with 54.
Wow. Hot dog.
Congratulations.
Hot dog. Let's hear it one more time. It's your decision to do a bit instead of just telling us, hey, I got some breaking news here. You guys. Whoa. That you guys might want to hear.
Overreaction.
That you guys might want to hear.
Whoa.
Hey, even when there's been a group of homosexuals, has anyone addressed them as you gays?
Hey, you gays want to go get some meat?
You know what I meant. You can't talk.
No, I think it was a Freudian slip. I bet you think I'm gay, don't you? I'll be gay for you. So creepy sounding.
Yeah. Something that you've always wanted to get out, and finally you had an opportunity.
Right. Boy, we got all sorts of drops out of that
thing. A gleam in my voice.
All right, there you go, the emergency break of the week, a Super Bowl edition of it. 808 here on The Ticket.